AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed yesterday after a container ship lost power and rammed into the bridge. Speaking to reporters, Maryland Governor Wes Moore was asked about the possibility of criminal charges against the ship and says nothing is being ruled out at this time.
It's still too early in the investigation to rule anything in or out, but we know the investigation, wherever it leads, that we will follow wherever the investigation leads.
The NCAA is encouraging lawmakers to put an end to a popular style of sports betting in college athletics.
NCAA President Charlie Baker is urging lawmakers in states with legal wagering on sporting events to ban betting on individual player performances. Prop bets allow gamblers to wager on statistics a player will accumulate during a game. Ohio, Vermont, and Maryland are among the states that have removed prop betting on college athletes. The American Gaming Association estimates $2.7 billion will be bet on this year's NCAA men's and women's basketball tournaments through legal sports books. I'm Geffen Kulbaugh.
In an interview on WHNT following Tuesday night's victory in the special election, Alabama State Representative-elect Marilyn Lanz said she wants the abortion ban repealed and wants to be a champion for health care.
I think this is a giant step forward for Alabama. I think it's a victory tonight for women, for families, for Alabama in general.
Handpicked numbers were the golden ticket to the $1.13 billion Mega Millions jackpot in New Jersey. At a news conference streamed on WBAC, the state's lottery executive director, James Carey, says he looks forward to meeting the winner, but the rest of us may never learn who it is.
The law in New Jersey says that winners of the lottery can remain anonymous, so we might not ever. I'll know, hopefully, we'll have that ticket claim. I'll know who won the lottery, but we can't tell the press and the public who won that ticket.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Seth Sutel reports U.S. stocks ticked higher on Wednesday, with Trump Media and Technology Group continuing an exuberant climb.
Stocks broke out of a three-day lull on Wall Street and closed at another record high. The S&P 500 added 0.9% Wednesday, beating the all-time high it set last week. The Dow rose 477 points. That's about 1.2%. The Nasdaq Composite added 0.5%. The Dow and the Nasdaq closed just short of their own records. Merck rose 5%. The big drug maker helped push the market higher after winning federal approval for its treatment of a rare disease affecting blood vessels. Trump Media and Technology Group rose 14.2%. It was the second day of trading for the parent company of former President Donald Trump's social media platform, Truth Social. Treasury yields moved lower in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury fell to 4.19%. Seth Sutel, New York.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.